Section 154 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Jason Isbell, www.shabamdevelopment.com. W. We all agree as to. We all feel the force of the maxim. We all in equal sincerity profess. We almost shudder when we see. We are accustomed to lay stress upon. We are all familiar with. We are approaching an era. We are apt to forget. We are assembled here today. We are beginning to realize. We are bound to give heed. We are constantly being told. We are fulfilling what I believe to be. We are in the habit of saying, we are met tonight. We are not able to prove. We are not disinterested. We are quite unable to speculate. We are told emphatically. We are tolerably certain. We believe with a certain belief. We can but pause to contemplate. We can imagine the amazement of. We cannot but be struck with. We cannot escape the truth. We cannot have this too deeply fixed. We cannot too highly honor the temper of. We cannot wonder. We can only applaud the sentiment. We can only bow with awe. We can't presume. We can't remember with pride. We can see to some extent. We continually hear nowadays. We deeply appreciate the circumstances of. We do not quarrel with those. We do not question the reality. We do well to recall. We easily persuade ourselves. We feel keenly about such things. We grope blindly along. We have a firm assurance. We have a right to claim. We have an overpowering sense. We have been accustomed to. We have been told by more than one. We have come together tonight. We have great reason to be thankful. We have heard lately. We have here plain proof. We have need to examine. We have no means of knowing. We have no other alternative. We have not yet solved the problem. We have sought on this occasion. We have the evidence of this. We have the good fortune tonight. We have to admit. We have witnessed on many occasions. We hear it is said sometimes. We hear no complaint. We heartily wish and mean. We hold fast to the principle. We laugh to scorn the idea. We may all of us agree. We may be permitted to remember. We may contemplate with satisfaction. We may have a deep consciousness. We may indeed consider. We may not know precisely how. we must also look. We must constantly direct our purpose. We must not be deceived. We must not mistake. We must realize conscientiously. We must remember. We need no proof to assure us. We need not look far for reasons. We need not trouble ourselves. We of this generation. We often hear persons say, we ought in strict propriety. We pride ourselves upon the fact. We rightly pay all honor. We see in a variety of ways. We shall all doubtless concede. We shall be blind not to perceive. We shall do well to remember. We shall have no difficulty in determining. We should be convinced. We should contemplate and compare. We should dread nothing so much. We should lend our influence. We should not question for a moment. We should not, therefore, question. We stand astonished at. We stumble and falter and fall. We take it for granted. We will not stop to inquire. Weighty as these conditions are. Well, gentlemen, it must be confessed. Well, may we explain. Well, now, let us propose. Well, that being the case, I say, were I to enter into a detailed description, were I to speculate, what are the precise characteristics? What are we to think of? What are you going to do? What can avail? What can be more intelligible? What can be more monstrous than? What can I say better? What commonly happens is this. What could be more captivating? What could be more true? What do we gain by? What do we understand to have been? What I mean is this. What I now say is. What I object to is. What I propose to do is. What I shall actually attempt to show here. What I suggest is, what is more important, what is more remarkable, what is the pretext, what is this but to say, what more shall I say, what remains but to wish you, what strikes the mind so forcibly. In section 154, this recording is in the public domain.